In Northwest news from KPLU, the Mariners are in a battle with the Detroit Tigers for the second wild card playoff spot in the American League. The two teams face each other in a weekend series in Detroit. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the Mariners seem to have the upper hand.
Well, Art, do we need to pass out instructions for Mariner fans on how to act in this playoff hunt?
It's been half a generation since there's been this kind of drama around the Mariners. I mean, they've had a couple of winning seasons, but really it's been, as you know, a very bleak period, 12 years without playoffs, and people are getting really jacked. And I'm a little concerned because 10 games over 500, a fan base can start to get dizzy because the oxygen is thin.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't quite know how to handle that elevation.
That's right. Well, they have made some changes and improvements in recent weeks to get them where they are today.
Right. They've gotten two young veterans doing very well. Dustin Ackley in left field and catcher Mike Zunino are really producing. Those two have complemented four new faces in the lineup since opening day. At first base, Logan Morrison has been an upgrade over Justin Smoke. At shortstop, Chris Taylor, a rookie, has replaced two other rookies, Brad Miller and Nick Franklin, both of whom didn't perform well enough to keep the job. In center field, they traded for Austin Jackson, who also replaced two rookies who faded, Abraham Almonte and James Jones. And then at DH, the long tortured romance to bring Kendrys Morales back to play DH has finally come through with the trading deadline. It looks like his bat is back. They've done very, very well in changing the tires on a car going 70 miles an hour.
That's right. Well, and the most remarkable thing, it seems, about the Mariners right now is their pitching, both starters and relievers.
I hope Mariner fans appreciate what they're seeing here. This is historically great pitching. The team ERA for this season is below 3 runs a game. That hasn't been seen in baseball since 1989. In fact, in the American League with the DH, they haven't seen an ERA that good since 1974 with the Oakland A's.
Wow.
That is really special. And it's rare to see a rotation and a bullpen do so well together simultaneously. So the offense, all it has to do is just even get close to what passes for major league average these days, and they become a juggernaut.
Well, they have an extra pitcher in the bullpen that takes a batter off the bench, but that seems to be working out well for them.
Lloyd McClendon said at the beginning of the year that the bullpen was the backbone, and they added two guys, Joe Beimel, 36 years old, and Fernando Rodney, the closer, 37. And those moves allowed McClendon to set the bullpen in any way he chose with righty-lefty matchups in the game situations, and it's become almost unhittable out there. And as a consequence, everything seems to be hitting now as they begin a 9-game road trip.
And this is a pretty favorable schedule we're talking about on that road trip, and as they head back to Safeco Field.
Right. They're playing a team on the fade this weekend in Detroit. They've lost 7 out of 10 with multiple pitching injuries. Then they come up against Philadelphia, last in the National League East. They go to Boston, last in the American League East. And they come home for 3 against Texas, last in the American League West. So it's really an opportunity for the Mariners to advance their cause ahead of September, because they're trying to marshal their resources and their successes now to take some pressure off that pennant drive that actually is probably going to happen in Seattle. Holy cow, can you believe that?
That's right. Well, we'll keep watching. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.